1-800-661-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on each and every day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do not face the issues based on denominational dogma, political rhetoric, philosophical jargon. We base our position on the issues each and every day, on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. Today we're going to be talking about an issue that I think is more and more prevalent, and in the past few days have been on the very top of the news reels, even on the socialist Marxist media. That is the election, the primaries, and now coming up in exactly 6 months, the national presidential election. So the question is today, Christians, should Christians vote, or is the Christian vote vital? You know, the more I hear, and I've been around less than 100 years, and I have not seen it any more intolerable among the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Party called Democrats than I'm hearing today. They are literally weeping and gnashing their teeth because of the stand and the traction that Donald J. Trump has received running for the 47th president. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to answer the question once and for all. Is it biblical for Christians to become involved in a political controversy or political race, as some say? In fact, I've read a whole sheaf of articles where preachers across America have taken the position that they can't vote for Trump, they can't vote for Biden, they ought not to talk about any political candidate, should say nothing negative about a political candidate, we should just all talk about Jesus and let the chips fall where they may in the process. In fact, according to the research, in the 2020 election, some 40 million, you heard me right, 40 million Christians did not vote in the 2020 election. What will happen if this election cycle, in exactly 6 months, if in this election cycle 40 million Christians fail to vote because of believing a demonic lie that Christians ought not to be involved in the political process? Christians' vote are vital, may I say. The Christian vote, your vote, my vote, the Christian conservative patriots' vote is vital this election cycle. More so than I believe any time in American history. And that's a pretty broad brush statement. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues each and every day based on a central biblicist worldview, may I just simply tuck in a little nugget. God created the home, God created government, and God created the church, and in that order. And when God created civil government, he did so to prosecute evil and to protect good. You find that in Romans, the 13th chapter, the first 7 verses in particular. But yet we reverse that process in the society today. In our society as it presently stands, and it's provable by the lawfare that's taken place in an attempt to destroy, to break financially, and to destroy President Donald J. Trump as he runs for the office of president. We're watching lawlessness in America. And may I say to you, God never intended our civil government to crush the people and to punish good and to protect evil. I don't know how I can say it any more clearly, but we see that happening. But when we go back to the truth book, Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said to them this, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Bible records a dogmatic statement, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And truth does matter. May I remind you of that, as I do each and every day. We have those in the younger generation, the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group. The latest survey says that 55% of them believe that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their statement, each person determines their own version of truth. And I believe we've become we've gotten into a very sad situation where we see that. This is the reason I go back to the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And if you want to find a revealing aspect of that, look no further than Fannie Willis in Fulton County, Georgia. We'll talk more about that during this broadcast. We're going to talk about what her position is now, why she's in the position she's in now, why is she being investigated, what did she do that was wrong, what did she tell the courts, what was wrong with what she told the courts, and as the old cliche goes, the cat's out of the bag now, how is she going to handle it? But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to death." May I challenge you with that, as I do each and every day? And I recite this each day, not because of just having rhetoric and rhetorical statements, but to impress upon you that that is one of the great needs in society today. As Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to stick to the truth, even if we have to stand alone in doing so. We need to stick for and stand for truth, even to the point of defending it to our death. And I believe we're rapidly approaching an era when that's a high probability. You're finding today in Canada, where they're passing legislation and laws today, that will basically outlaw Christianity. Outlaw Christianity. We are finding nation after nation where there's a push to literally remove Christian thought, Christian symbols, and Christianity in general, Bible and prayer, from the society in which it is in. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time can, the knowledgeable staff can answer all your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark, to help you find Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Based on that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains it to be so. drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment after our brief monologue, I'm going to introduce our special guest today. Our special guest is going to be discussing with us some of the very, very pertinent issues of today. We'll be talking about what happened in the Super Tuesday race yesterday. We'll talk about Fannie Willis, the DA in Fulton County, Georgia, why she's in the pit that she's in. There's a biblical answer to that, by the way. We'll be talking about who's going to be on the ballot November the 5th of this year for the Democratic candidate. What will happen with the suspending of the race for Nikki Haley? Would she ask her voters at any point in time to vote for Donald Trump? Would she be considered for Donald Trump's VP running mate? Is that potential? Or do you believe that Nikki Haley might take the no-labels candidacy for the November election? They've been courting her. They've been asking her to be the candidate. Will she? Who will be the presidential candidate for the Democratic ticket? Certainly will not be Joe Biden. We've talked about that extensively. We'll continue that conversation today. But the primary focus of all the conversation today, I want you to understand in advance, the primary focus is that of the Christian conservative patriot vote. Should the Christian conservative patriots vote, or should we continue to crawl under the bed and play dead as the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Democratic Party want us to do? Ladies and gentlemen, the Marxist Communist lawfare against President Donald J. Trump is not working. It is falling apart. In fact, the Fannie Willis, Fannie Willis is in the pit that she dug for Donald J. Trump. Let me read you a verse of scripture. The scripture is very clear, Proverbs 26, verse 27. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall in it, and he that rolleth the stone, it will return upon him. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is saying that if you dig a pit for the purpose of someone else falling in it, in other words, you're trying to trap them, destroy them, if you do that, God's word says, you're going to fall in that pit. It's not going to be someone else. You will be the one that will fall into that pit. Ladies and gentlemen, just recently, with the Coney Barrett's decision, what she said. She issued a unique statement, this article says. Amy Coney Barrett reveals the message Americans should take home. She said the four-page article. Democrats in multiple states have schemed to try to take Trump off the ballot. Likely, this is a statement from Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. She said, the Democrats have schemed to take Trump off the ballot, likely in fear that he will win the election against the aging and diminished Joe Biden that they are pushing as their candidate, end quote. And it goes on with further statements, but that's the essence of the statement. Ladies and gentlemen, the lawfare that's been taking place, they've tried every scheme in the book from the legal perspective. Just like when President Trump was president, they tried to impeach him twice. They were not successful either time. And listen, both impeachment charges, both attempts to impeach the 45th President Donald J. Trump were built on an absolute deceit, built on an absolute lie. And God saw to it that was the lie was penetrated and Trump vindicated. And now the almost 4 years after that, we find, ladies and gentlemen, that the truth's coming out. Because when President Donald J. Trump was simply the presidential candidate, when he came down that golden escalator in the Trump Towers in late 2015 and then ran his candidacy all of 2016, no holds barred. The Democrats, the socialist Marxist Democrats, along with the FBI, the CIA, all of the Secret Service, everyone involved, thugs with badges, were involved at the beck and call of Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden to undermine, and along with Hillary Clinton and the DNC, to destroy President Trump. They attempted to block him on every hand. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're finding now that the lawfare approach is simply not working. We are finding today that Fannie Willis, for example, her downfall was trying to destroy Trump. Yes, I believe that Fannie Willis has been caught in her lying. She lied to the court. She lied to the judges. She lied to we the people. She lied to all of the charges to the jury that grand jury that she had to try to indict Trump and 18 others that's now being prosecuted and persecuted for doing nothing wrong. They claim it was voter interference. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching the implosion of the, the ploy on the left to destroy Trump. I'm looking at a headline that's from one of the major constitutional law firms, Jay Sekulow, the chief counsel of ACLJ. He says, breaking victory, the Supreme Court just unanimously shut down the left's attempt to block President Trump from the ballot. In a resounding victory, we just protected your fundamental rights to vote for the candidate of your choice at the Supreme Court level. In other words, they were part of the ones that were defending Trump's rights and our rights to vote for the candidate of our choice. Ladies and gentlemen, the sweep of winds yesterday and the Super Tuesday put President Donald J. Trump in the driver's seat, I believe, for the Republican nomination. We've seen the, as I call it, the weeping and the gnashing of the teeth from the liberals, the never-Trumpers, and all are now saying that Trump will destroy our democracy. Yet we are formally still a constitutional republic. You know, I despise it. It just, if I can use the term, it irks me when I hear even those that should know better talking about our democracy, and how Trump's going to destroy our democracy if he's the next president. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're witnessing today, it appears that Super Tuesday was the end of the bus ride for Nikki Haley. I understand, I didn't hear it and see it, but just a few minutes ago, I understand that she canceled and stopped her race. She had said before that, I'm going to be in this race until the end. I'm a fighter. I'm going to go face off with whoever's the candidate. Joe Biden, she thought it would be, etc. Now, I've got a whole lot to say about that. We've got a special guest we'll introduce in just a moment. Then we're going to discuss some of this and then take your calls. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask our other callers to hang on while I introduce our special guest, and then we'll take you in just a moment and listen to your questions or comments about this very important issue. Christian votes are vital, and I believe we need to understand that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to have a former congressman, District 1 congressman for the Florida House, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is with us today. We're delighted to have him take time from his very busy schedule to join us on Let's Face the Issues. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm thankful to have you as our special guest, especially in a time like this, where we can ask you some pertinent questions and get some answers that we can place some confidence in. Thank you for being with us.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
Congressman Hill, let's just start out of the chute with this question. Since we're right on the heels of what seemed to be a sweeping victory for President Trump yesterday, give us your take on the attempts to stop Trump from running. What are your thoughts? What is your take as we see him sweep, as the gamblers call it? He basically swept the board or carried the board yesterday. I think there was two states that he didn't take out of the 16. Seeing what we see now, being on this side of Super Tuesday, what are your thoughts in relationship to the attempts to stop him from running? Will that train continue? Will they continue to do that? And if so, how or what? What would be your take on it?
Dr. Youngblood, I think what we are seeing is that the American people are expressing their voice and their support for President Donald Trump. And despite everything we see the Democrats doing right now, it seems to just be making President Trump more popular. And I think one reason for that is Americans love an underdog. And it's amazing to witness that because of the way that the Department of Justice has been ganging up on President Trump, as you mentioned, these fake trials that are going on right now against him in New York, Georgia, and even in Florida, they're all fake and everyone knows it. And it looks like that the Democrats and the Department of Justice in particular are just ganging up, piling on Donald Trump. And Americans love for an underdog to win. So it gives the impression that President Trump is the underdog in this whole situation. And so people are coming out expressing their support. We see it whenever he holds a rally. You know, tens of thousands show up all the time. We're seeing it where he just swept all of these states except for the very blue state of Vermont and Washington, D.C., which, by the way, is not a state. And that's what the founding fathers intended intentionally to make sure that where the seat of government is, it would not be a state and then carry too much power. So D.C. shouldn't even be counted. But again, that's something that Democrats did. But we're seeing in every election, practically everyone, that President Trump is a clear winner. Nikki Haley should have dropped out of the race a long time ago. In fact, in my opinion, she never should have ran. But I think what we're seeing now is that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. It still is yet to be seen if Joe Biden is going to be the Democrat nominee.
Yes. Congressman Hill, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go ahead with your question or comment, please. Miranda, are you there? Evidently, we lost Miranda. Kenneth, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead with your question or comment.
Number one, bless you. And Congressman Hill, bless you. I'm going to tell you, this is so sick. And they're trying to keep Biden out of trouble. Because, I mean, I've seen pictures of him with China, Russia, Ukraine, and Ukraine is their money laundering system, and the FBI is holding all this information back. Why? Because they really don't want Trump in there, because I remember that program he had, you're fired. When he get in there, you're fired.
Kenneth, that's the best thing that could happen when he goes in. It is my prayer that he will be able to clean the sewer, not the swamp, but clean the sewer, drain the sewer when he goes in. So you're on target with that. Do you have a question you want to ask the congressman directly?
Yes, sir. Congressman, can I ask you a question? Okay, I'm glad Nikki Haley dropped out, but I think she had money from the Democratic Party to stay into the race. What's your opinion on that?
Well, not only was she getting money from Democrats, she was getting money from a number of big organizations and businesses who did not want President Trump. And so she was going as far as she did. She was being funded big time. And this was not necessarily all from those on the left. Americans for Prosperity, that's the Koch Foundation, was spending big money on Nikki Haley. And then they pulled it the plug after she lost her home state of South Carolina. But there were many who were giving her big money, telling her to stay in the race. I think reality finally smacked her in the face, because campaigning is not an easy thing to do. And she just grew tired, weary of losing and seeing that she was not going to win, despite those giving her all that money, backing her campaign. She just grew tired of the campaigning and losing. Whenever you lose, it takes energy away from you. When you win, it gives you more energy. And that's why we're seeing such an energetic campaign from Trump right now. He's winning, and that gives you energy.
Mm-hmm. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call and your input. And as okay, I say each and every day, keep looking up. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. Why every time Hunter Biden comes up, and because, I mean, I've seen videos that his father was with people from Russia, people from China, Ukraine, and why that is not putting out, because the FBI is holding it back.
You're exactly right. They're keeping that close to the chest, as the old cliche goes, and they were hoping that they could keep that under wraps until after the election this year, before that anything. And if that had happened and Joe Biden were to win, then it would never see daylight. But I'm thankful that we have some that are tenacious in the U.S. House of Representatives that insist on the truth being found and the truth being told. So we need to keep praying that they will be tenacious and will continue the journey of unfolding the truth and revealing it. And if Trump is elected, and I pray that he is, we will find all of this paper cards, the House of Cards, that the Democrats have tried to keep propped up with the Biden administration will all come tumbling down. So we need to pray that God will divinely intervene once again, as he did in 2016, and put Donald J. Trump back in office. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call.
Okay,
keep looking up. I believe, yes, thank you. God bless you. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well. I pray that you are.
I just have a brief comment. In 2016, I was not a Donald Trump fan, but after my husband said, well, you need to sit down and listen to him. And I listened to him, and I'm thinking, well, my goodness, this guy's saying all the things that I think should happen, and about the border, about just about so many issues that our country has. Anyway, but I do believe the hand of God is on Donald Trump, and I believe that's the only way that he has persevered and kept his sanity through the endless litigation, the endless scandals that they have tried to perpetrate against him. And he somehow, and a lot of times the things that he's saying that they try to paint as outrageous, they'll say it'll end up being true. It ends up being true.
Yes,
and so I just really feel the hand of God is on Donald Trump. I'm not saying he's a perfect man, or he's certainly not Jesus, and I'm not saying that either. But I'm just saying that God uses imperfect people to create, to accomplish the things that he needs to accomplish.
Absolutely. You can go throughout the scripture, Old Testament, the New Testament, and find that the Apostle Paul was a murderer, but look how he used the Apostle Paul. Look at King Cyrus and what he did, and yet look at his background and who he was. Look at what we see today in Biden versus what you see today in Trump. And we have to place our faith and trust in God and God's divine intervention in this election, or I believe we have lost it as a nation. Miranda, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Congressman Hill, we've got just a couple of minutes left in this segment of the broadcast, but we understand that, you know, it was, Barack Obama that said that all of the conservatives were clinging to their Bible and to their guns. Then you had the disgraced fallen Peter Strzok, the disgraced former FBI agent, that said he could smell the Trump followers a mile away in Walmart. Then Hillary Clinton called us all a basket full of deplorables. And now you Marxist media and the left are calling us Christian nationalists. After we come back, right after the news, want us to think on that. What is a Christian nationalist? And should that be demeaning? Or should we embrace it and say, yes, I'm a Christian nationalist? How should we take that, Congressman? Give your thoughts to it, and right after the news, we'll talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University